And then she went to describe how she does it and everything. And then the interview just took off that way.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would you have Tiffany on your show other than to make, like, fun of her? And
my producer. Welcome to the first Fallen State YouTube live debate. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. How y'all doing? Thank you so much for being with me. It is amazing. So listen, we're going to take your questions and comments from my guests or from me if you have some. And we just want to have a good time. I have with me two people that are not afraid to tell the truth. I have with me Tommy Sotomayor. He's a radio talk show host, an activist, and YouTube star. This is Tommy. Tommy, thank you for coming, man.
No problem, but you overstated the case. I'm not a star.
Oh, yeah? Well, it has star here.
Oh, that's wrong. Just a dude that put up a notch.
I also have with me Lunell.
Who is a star?
And Lunell is a star, is a comedian, actress, and singer. You sing?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Not as much as I used to.
You know, I remember you in the... those two white guys dressed in black, and it was a musical. What was that show called? It was a long time ago, though.
Two white guys dressed up as black people?
And dressed in black, and they were music.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah, the Blues Brothers.
That was Aretha Franklin.
You weren't in that? Oh, yeah. Sorry. They all look alike to me.
Well, Aretha and I have been said to look alike, and I never thought...
I appreciate you coming. I've had
Lunell. I'm sorry you couldn't get Aretha Franklin.
No. Where is she? I had Lunell on my radio show before. It was something else, more than a notion. So I want to get rolling here. First, let me ask, Lunell, are you a Christian?
Everybody would have made me drop mine too. The Lord busy up in here.
Well, define Christian.
No, just tell me, are you one or not?
No, just define it for
me. I don't have a definition for it.
I don't have an answer for you.
So that means you're not or you don't know?
That means I didn't answer the question.
Are you not going to answer that?
I probably ain't.
You're probably not going to answer?
Right.
How about you? Are you Christian?
Well, I kind of like that idea. You'd have to describe it to let me know if I'm that, because I don't want to say that I'm something that you can't tell me what it is.
But if you guys were Christian, you would have to describe it, define it.
I hate that explanation.
Why is that?
What you just said was, well, if you are this, then you would know what it is, right, or you would be it.
Isn't that true?
I don't know. There's a lot of things that I've been in life, and I didn't know what it was. Like a megalomaniac, I didn't know what that was.
Oh, okay.
But I've been described as that.
I think I'm one of those.
So you don't want to answer that either?
Oh, I don't think that. I can honestly say I'm not a Christian. No.
You're not?
No.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to also tell you guys, happy White History Month. July is White History Month. And
well,
this is
all
the
months are White History Month.
And why you say that?
Because that's all you're taught in school.
That all months are White History Month?
All months are White History Month. If they were not, there would need to not have a need to be a Black History Month, because they're all white.
So you were taught in school that all months are White History Month?
I wasn't taught it, but I found
it
out.
Figured it out.
How did you find that out?
Well, I just explained to you, because if it weren't, then there would be no need to specify a Black History Month unless they were all white. You understand?
Amazing. And are you celebrating White History Month this month?
What July? Would the celebration consist of?
It was appreciating what white people have done to create the greatest country on this side of heaven and to recognize that and appreciate it.
Well, then Luna was correct. We've been celebrating that our whole lives.
You've been celebrating White History Month?
Yeah. Every month you learn something about some white person in history that achieved something, and you would celebrate it. Look at the calendar.
And so were you taught that in school?
No. Like she said, it's common sense after a while. When you start to realize you have to specify dates for these other people, then that must mean everything else.
So you agree with Lunell that Black History is there because White History is every month?
Yeah, pretty much. You look on any calendar, you look for anybody you celebrate, what color are they?
Who did you celebrate white last month?
Oh, I try not to celebrate them like that. They celebrate themselves. If you're a Cleveland Brown fan, you don't go around just celebrating the Patriots. You lose all the time.
And so did this country celebrate White History last month? A white person last month?
I'm assuming they did. I just wasn't looking. I don't celebrate Christmas, Halloween. So I don't celebrate any of this other stuff, so I surely wouldn't know anything about Columbus.
Do you celebrate?
So we need those from you.
But first, let me ask, did you celebrate?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I come to you in a minute. Hold on, okay. Did you celebrate, you say you don't celebrate Christmas or any of that stuff?
No. And Christmas is a pagan holiday. You shouldn't either if you was a Christian.
But you're not a Christian.
No, I said you shouldn't either if you're not a Christian.
Why not?
You are a Christian. Because it's pagan.
But for Christians, it's about Christ. Not about paganism.
Yeah, but you co-opted a pagan holiday.
Right, and I have fun at Christmas. I leave my fireplace open so Santa can come down and bring me toys and everything.
So you just let a white man up in your house. That's right. Know him like that.
That's right.
Why not? He lets white women up in there.
So let me ask you now, what was your question for me?
I was just going to ask you, how did you celebrate White History Month?
That's a good question. We started White History Month this year. July.
Who was we?
I did.
And you did?
Yeah.
And your white colleagues?
Everybody. The blacks and the white ones, too. And it's just been amazing.
Not everybody.
No, yeah.
No, not everybody.
Well, not everybody, but from around the world.
What you say.
Let me tell you why and how. I started White History Month because, as I said, if it wasn't for white Americans, there would be no America.
Right, because who would they murder to get everything?
Let me tell you why. And we have so-called Black History Month, Mexican History Month, Women's History Month.
There's no such thing as Mexican History Month.
We have Homosexual History Month.
There's no such thing as Homosexual History Month.
June is Homosexual History Month.
Let me just say.
No, you're making stuff up.
So you don't know that June is Homosexual Month?
You know, today I saw three white men steal a shark from an aquarium. That is because white people think everything belongs to them. Because they took everything. So if you choose to celebrate that, we live with it. So there's no need to. That would be like trying to celebrate the grass that's there every day, or celebrate the sun that comes up every day, is there every day. There's no need to celebrate white any damn thing.
So let me finish why. And so I noticed that whenever white history is spoken of, you speak of white, it's such a negative thing, and white people hate it.
It don't stay.
White people hate it by people of color. And so I think that if we let that happen, we're going to lose the appreciation for this country. And we all know that if people of color take over, it's gone. The country's over.
Did you have
it will become
a parade
a ghetto.
At your celebration for
we
white?
Didn't have. What we did was we had one of my reporters do a special report on a success of a white person. And then there were people calling in and emailing and us from around the world.
And saying thank you.
Right.
What did you do, like 31 Days of Whiteness?
Yes.
Whiteout?
Yes.
Okay, why didn't you pick, like, December or January?
That's a good question.
When the whiteness
Exactly. You would have. The people would have went with the atmosphere.
It was widely received. And the reason we didn't pick, we picked July because July just feel white.
No.
You know, you have the 4th of July. It's summertime.
July
is
all color.
It's vacation time.
Trees.
It's all kind. But that's why we picked.
You have to pick a winter month.
As
winter
you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this debate is slowly going to hell in a handbasket.
It is degraded.
Next year, you guys are going to celebrate with us.
So I want to get into, there's a battle between men and women, and especially liberal women hating men. And do you agree that there is a warfare going on between men and women?
I sort of do, because it's been designed that way, and so it worked.
And who designed it, and why?
Well, I believe that the powers that be back, you know, this is a 30-year disaster in the making, and when music and arts and things were taken out of school, and I lived in Oakland, the drugs were dropped down, the families were losing things, welfare was rampant between the white and the black community, and the only way you could get it is if you didn't have a man in the house. When that started happening, women got their hustle on and had to be more independent. With that independence, you lose some femininity, I believe. And so there comes the attitude of, I don't need your ass. Yeah. Because you don't. Because they don't want you to have a family. They empowers to be. They want it to be warfare between the brothers and the sisters, the men and the women, the whites and blacks, everything. This is all part of the big plan. And unfortunately, now we have the Dr. Evil of Austin Powers sitting in the White House, and he has helped. He's the wizard. He's the Wizard of Oz, and everybody is up in Oz going crazy, and he's just stirring the pot for more racial disharmony, more hatred amongst our own race, more trash between men and women. It's the crumbling of a nation right before our very eyes. So, yes, I believe that.
Amazing. Do you believe there's a warfare between men and women today?
Yes, because there's a war on masculinity.
And who started this and why?
That would be the liberal agenda, because once you destroy families, which I agree with everything Linnell said at the beginning, once you destroy families, then the number one protector of liberty, in my opinion, is families.
Right.
Because it makes it difficult for the state to come in and infiltrate the families. Well, once you break up the family, who becomes the daddy? I have a thing on my show where I call it the white daddy. You turn to the government. Your white daddy comes in and take care of you. You don't need your black man anymore. You don't need your family anymore. There was a time in which we had families at a greater rate than white people did. So what happened? Your great society. Who instituted great society? Liberals. Liberals continue to push a war between men and women.
And when you say liberal, are these black and white liberals?
Yes.
Yeah.
I talked about it last night on my show. We got a Me Too movement. But yet 3 out of 4 black girls before the age of 18 have been molested or raped. But that Me Too movement doesn't exist. You watch what happened with the whole R. Kelly and Charlamagne Tha God. Even other black women turned against those young girls who were violated in protection of the men. Why is that? Because if those were 2 young white girls that had even made the accusation towards those men, you think those men would have made it? Yeah, immediately.
Why are men so hated?
Well, again, if the state can remove the men from the house.
I know, but what there is more than just that. Men today are
hated.
They're
the last protectors.
Do you feel hated as a man in society today?
Well, I don't feel it because I don't care that they hate us.
You should feel it.
No, I don't feel it.
But it's there.
But men.
But people hate you.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. That's their problem. But I know that men are hated.
Yeah, you read your Instagram post. You pretty hate it.
And why?
I don't see how you don't feel that. Just read it.
I literally don't feel it. And why are men so hated?
Because we're the last protectors of the home. And if you get rid of them, then it's easy for the government to come in and run. Look, I have a cat. My cat depends on me for food and water.
Yeah.
She looks forward to me to bring her food and water. If I threw
Mine
her outside,
too.
And if you throw them outside, they probably couldn't exist.
Don't you, kitty cat.
Amazing.
If it purr them out. But I
see. It does.
If you look at the way my cat works, if I put her outside, she'd come to that door and scratch, scratch, scratch. She's not an outside cat.
Right.
And the same thing with coyotes. I'm out there. When you anywhere in the desert, you feed a coyote, it'll keep coming back. What they did was decided to remove the man and feed the woman.
Right.
The woman comes back every time. She will push that man to the side because she knows that's guaranteed food. I did a story a little while ago, and it was all black women, and it was really sad. The government shut down for like 3 days. Well, the food stamps didn't come in. They were only 3 days late. 3 days that you didn't prepare for 3 days over. And they did it on purpose because, of course, they showed it on the news. And it was nothing but black women saying, where's my food stamp? They was about to tear the place up. And it goes to show the difference between like men and women. When you have a man in the household, that man knows and thinks to store for bad times.
Yeah.
Well, once you take that man out of the household and you let those women, even when those women are raising those boys, they're not teaching them to store. They're teaching them to wait for it to be given to them.
Yeah. Linnell, do you agree that men, what's the difference between men and women? Other than the body part.
I was about to say.
Yeah, other than the body part. What's the difference? Well, what is a man first? What is a man?
In my opinion, I'm not speaking for nobody else out there. I'm not speaking. If I am, it's a blessing. In my opinion, a man is many different things. Is it a single man? Is it a married man? Are we talking about a gay man? Are we talking about a straight man? You know, there's many different men, so men are many different things. I don't think it would really be right for me to define what a man is, because at times the person you thought was a man turned out to be a bitch, and the bitch you thought was a bitch turned out to be the man.
What is a man?
It's such a generic or general question, because I think one of the worst parts of society is that we allow people who aren't men to define masculinity or define what a man is. Normally,
you see, I didn't even try.
I wanted to clap, because in our community, we have a whole lot of women saying, you're not a man, and their definition of what a man is usually not what a man is. So it's very hard to define it, because they come in different shapes, shades, attitudes, and yet they're still men. And I guess if you wanted to break it down or boil it down to someone, a protector, a provider, I don't know, just as a man, your job is to keep family if you have one, or even help families if you're not in that family. I think we just had a simple want to provide and protect, to me.
Do you agree with Lunell that a man can be many different things?
Yes.
You do. And why would you agree with that?
Because no two people are the same, and someone's idea of what a man or masculinity could be completely different. It's just like with a family. I interviewed for my movie a man who was talking about it, because the movie's called A Fatherless America. And he was like, well, I'm actually the stay-at-home dad. He said, I get my kids up in the morning. He said, I cook and I clean. He said,
you
my
stay
wife
at home
does.
While his work? Wife
yeah, his
up.
Wife works.
Is that a man?
Yes, if that's what his role is.
But do you see that as a man? A man that would stay home and take the woman's role, is that a man?
Is that the woman's role when she makes more money and her career is
better? But I'm asking you two are the experts. Is that a man that would stay home and take the woman's role?
I don't call that a woman's role. I call that their household role. It's like I believe if one man can marry three women and those three women are okay with it, why am I to say that's wrong?
So you personally believe that a man that stays home and sends his wife off to work is a man? A male that stays home and sends his wife off to work is a man? You personally believe that that's a man?
You personally don't accept my answers when I give
no,
them.
No, I'm asking you. Do you? You personally
believe that? Yes, I said
I'm
a man is different.
I'm surprised that you believe that.
No, because a man is different things.
I believe
that if your household works, I think that's one of the reasons why families and houses don't work, is because you have too many outside people telling you what you're doing in your house isn't right.
I'm trying to define what a man
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Would you stay home and send your wife off to work?
I stay home now.
No, if you had a wife, would you stay home and send your wife off to work?
Yes.
You would?
I surely would. Now, if she didn't have to, then no. But
No, I'm saying, would you do it?
If she didn't have to, no.
What do you mean if she didn't have to?
If I'm making the money already, she doesn't have to, no. But I talk to a lot of career-oriented women who are like, I don't want to just sit at home. I like my job. You can't have I got two girls. So I wouldn't want my little girls to grow up, go to school, get their career started, and then because they get a husband or a boyfriend, they now have to nix that to sit in the house and cook and clean.
That's amazing. I'm surprised to hear you say this.
Why would they go to school and
do
all
that
stuff?
Would you want to marry a man and then he stay home and you go to work?
In my situation, being an entertainer, that's what it is. My husband is at home and was at home with my child while I was on the road. I could take him sometime, couldn't take him all the time. Was making enough money to where other little money he made, we put it together, that's what it was. My niece is married to a man who was on her third baby in 3 years. He had a gym. He sold his gym. She liked her job. She wanted to get out of the house with them goddamn kids. And she made money. So she is working. He is at home. If that makes him a bitch, God bless every bitch out there. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Amazing. What is a woman?
A woman is the backbone to the man. And makes him better and stands by his side and loves life and takes care of herself and takes care of her family and you know, just like you can't really describe what a man is, it's hard to describe what a woman is because we're so many things. We are not men, however, you know. A lot of women say, well, I was the mama and the daddy. Well, you can't be unless you taught him how to take care of his balls, unless you taught him how to shave. Yes, you can take care of him. You can't be the man you can't be, baby. You can only be the best mom you can be. But that don't mean just get any fool out the street to be a daddy to your kid, you know.
What is a woman?
36, double D, 24, 40.
Goddamn, wait a minute. 36, 40, 53. Are my clothes?
Anything over there, that's it. That's the cutoff line. Well, that's the cutoff line. Okay, you go above it, you do it. You do it. You're doing good. That's right. Yeah, that's right. But no. I love her explanation as far as the idea of being there and being the support system for that man that you believe
Why
a man
not?
Is.
Why not?
You believe a man is supposed to be out there working and bringing home the bacon. So you need that support. You need someone that makes you want to run through that wall and come home and get your bruises rubbed and things like that. So I think idea of a woman is the softer side of that man, the conscience of that man, so to speak. If you take a man and you put him out there, he's like a bull in a china shop. That woman is like that calming influence on that man.
Because some men actually appreciate a foot in their ass, for real. You know, everybody talks about the aggressive black woman, da, 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 da. You'd be surprised. You're a man. You don't know what men do when they react to a woman. You only know how you personally react within women and maybe your friends. But there's millions of men out there who really appreciate, you know, men, it's almost like a hobby for men to get together and bitch about their wife. But then they run straight home because they love that shit. You know, she keeps me fucking straight. I would stray, motherfucker. She keeps in my ass and she makes me do the right thing and I feel better for it and I know that's the right thing to do. I just need a little, so you know what I mean? Some men are like that. And for those men, I want to say thank you as well. Hey, honey.
Is it all right to be cursing on this thing here? I don't know.
I think it's too late to ask that question.
And you should have said that to me as the guest.
Is it all right to be cursing on this thing?
How long have you been doing this show? Is this the first one you said?
Huh?
I cuss on mine.
So let me ask. Do you agree with Lunel that the woman is the backbone of the man?
Yeah, and it's a fluid thing.
You said yes?
Well, yes, because it's a fluid thing, meaning... I just think a woman.
Tommy is shocking me today.
My charm has turned.
And something has happened here.
It's your carpet. But. but I
so the
what
woman
I believe
is the
woman
backbone
is fluid.
Of the man.
No, I believe it's a fluid thing. Meaning, like she said, there are times in which there are a lot of men who need that woman to be aggressive and push them. But a lot of men, like I think I'm one of them. When I'm in a relationship, that woman helps me become better. Because when I'm by myself. The last girl I dated, seriously, I never got up and made up the bed. I was slovenly. I was just pretty disgusting.
That's me.
But after I was with her for a while, she had me getting up, making up the bed, because she couldn't get in the bed. And she said, I refuse to get in that bed if it's not made up. So next thing I know, I was doing some of the things that I never thought of doing. Or you feel like this. I need to do this because I now have more than just me.
So she made you start doing the woman's work in the home?
No, just some things that made me better as a person even when we broke up.
How did making a bed make you better?
Because I wasn't so sloppy and nasty. It would be times where the bed
However, I don't give a fuck if the bed ever gets made up. We're getting right back in it. What's the point? That's anal. I mean, it looks pretty if you got company coming over. But we never make up the bed unless we get ready to go out of town and you want to come home and you have a nice bed.
Yeah, but Lunel, it got pretty bad with me. I wasn't changing sheets between partners. And you put the black light over my bed, boy, it's shocking to death.
Looked like forensic fire.
So oh you were God. A nasty person before?
Yes, I was, and it took somebody.
Okay, well, thank God for your girl.
See, it took somebody to tell me, you can't keep leaving these stains disgusting. In here. I didn't make those.
Were you raised that way?
How did Actually, you I was raised like...
No, you wasn't raised like that.
I was raised like this. Men don't do certain things, and so there are certain things I just didn't... I didn't know how to make a bed.
You was alone.
Yeah. I learned how to do everything. But that's what's bad about that. I had to learn that stuff as a and as an adult, because now I'm alone and I never made up a bed. Right. I never washed a dish. And now I don't think that's healthy for any human being.
So why you know growing up, your mother or grandmother never taught you to
be clean?
It's
woman's work.
They didn't teach you to be clean just in case you didn't get married or something?
No, they just said that's a woman's job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I would just throw my clothes in the floor, and when I got home, they were gone.
You believe that the woman is the backbone of the man?
Well, I guess when you describe the idea of a backbone, like, I don't know, the head is controls everything. And in your religion, isn't the man the head?
Right.
So wouldn't you agree that the woman is kind of like the backbone of the head? No, okay, no. I want to hear your explanation.
There is a spiritual order to life, and that order is God and Christ. Christ and man over woman, and woman over the children. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of the woman, and the woman over the children. The love comes from above down. And so the man is the backbone of the woman. That's why when women don't have men, they go out of control.
So if the man is the backbone of the woman, what's the woman, like the pelvis?
She is the helpmaker.
She got to be below him, though, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, so she's like the pelvis.
And that's and I'm sure you would agree, being with a man that love was right, and he's over you, that would make you happy, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I think that you're over you and my over you might be two different things.
In what way?
Well, the only way that I like a man over me is when I respect you so much that even I know how far to go, and then you can say something or you're looking for, and I will pull back. You know, I think that is like being the head over me. You know, somebody that will. And my husband has that before I married him. You know, he can shut me down without being abusive or without being, you know, you just know how far to go and then that's it. But I think that your description of a man being over his woman would be very domineering. My way or the highway, you ain't got no input. You're sort of like my slave, and you will take care of these kids. Let's say Beth and pregnant in the kitchen, and I'm going to go out and make this cheese. And I might fuck a bitch or two, and then I'm going to come back and still be there and don't say shit. That's what
you're
I
totally
think
wrong.
It.
A real man doesn't think that way at all.
Okay, well, then tell
because
me.
A real man love was right. He loved was right with all his heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. So he's guided by that. He's guided by perfect love. And so it's his father spirit.
Yeah,
his
break
God.
This shit down into layman's terms. It's said all that.
His
talk
father,
like I just talked.
It's his father's spirit that lives in him, and he's
what
living
that
from
mean
that,
in the house?
Which is perfect love.
What that mean in the house?
That the wife's gonna love a man like that, and she's gonna love being a woman and being a wife, and he's gonna love being a man and being a husband, because they both love what's right. So she liked that order.
Okay.
And so you don't have that kind of battle going on. You have this agreement where the woman's fighting the man to be the woman.
I don't know.
You know, fighting against him.
What do you mean
him.
Then when you're saying over? Because, like, your explanation is kind of general.
He's the head.
High. I think he's high.
He's the head of his wife as Christ is ahead of him.
Okay. Well, if you ask me, I kind of would run a household different than that. Because, again,
but see,
I'm
he didn't say how he run a household.
That's all I'm looking
said,
for.
You
were
said,
even, you
what
were
does
even
that mean
stay
in the
home.
House?
You would even stay home and be and let the woman go to work.
I'm sure would.
I'm sure your viewers and supporters are going to be starting to hear that.
They would not. They know I believe in a partnership in a relationship.
Oh, maybe
so
because you're not
works,
a Christian.
Or maybe because I'm not worth a damn, and that's why I'm not with anybody anyway. And you can ask the man who can't keep a relationship longer than 2 months how to run a relationship. I need help in that department.
Why can't you keep a relationship?
I wish I wasn't married. I might would have helped you in that department.
Give me some of that.
Why can't you keep a relationship longer than 2 months?
Probably because I can't keep my Johnson in its holster.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a big one.
Really?
Yes, I like variety. Like, when I go to Baskin Robbins, I want all 31 flavors.
Me too.
Amazing.
See?
What is the attitude of most black women today?
Oh, that's a hard one to say because you'll get a lot of people mad. Sherry Shepherd was on an interview with the Breakfast Club. And for approximately a minute and 30 seconds, she spoke about her son and his dating habits. And he's only 12, and he's not, like, dating.
And he's autistic.
Yeah, so People don't like people like that. That they, they're drawing all the time. Oh, you said autistic. Never mind. But the point is, the point is, he stated that the black girls were mean. Now, people don't understand. This has been pervasive for about 30 years. This thought is not new. And yet the people who hear that don't try to change it. Like I've heard for weave and stuff, black women say, well, we have to compete. Y'all like girls with this kind of hair. So we put this kind of hair in our heads so we can compete. And I'm thinking, but the biggest complaint about black women is not the hair. It's their attitude. But then when it comes to your attitude, you say, you got to deal with this. I'm a strong, independent woman. And whenever you got to use the word strong, then you have to ask the person, well, what does strong mean? Kind of like when you were saying over and over.
You chose the bitch, though.
No, no. Well, that's
no,
why.
No, but you chose her.
No, but that's why.
If you thought she was independent, you know, you could have stepped on. See, you got.
Oh, see, I don't do that, though.
A lot of y'all picked these bitches. There was a bitch when you picked them. There was a bitch when you got them. And you wonder why they're
you
a bitch.
Know why they do it, though? You know why the majority of these men will do it?
Well, because they bitches.
No, let me explain to you. See, if you grew up in a house with a domineering female,
that, yes, I
it became normal.
Right.
So that boy thought it was normal to hear his woman be like, sit your black ass down
but
and talk to people
him
like
out.
This.
Will you admit that?
Well, yes. But see, the thing that hurts me, though, is that black women know that's not a good thing for a man. Because as soon as they start dating outside of their race, i.e. Eve, i.e. any black woman who was the pit bull in the skirt while she was dating black men, as soon as she got her white man, she became dapper, prim, and proper. There's a book out right now where a black woman wrote the book. Do you know what it's the top 10 ways to get a white man. First off, if a black man wrote a book like this about getting a white woman, he'd be called a coon, a sellout, yeah. they shut that book down.
So let me ask again, what is the attitude of
you don't
most,
need 10 ways to get a white woman. You only need one.
What is the attitude of most black women, in your personal opinion?
In my personal opinion today, it's just combative, because if they've been, you're dealing with a group of people who've been abandoned. I talked about 3/4 of them being touched and raped.
Who abandoned them?
I'd say the mothers, because I think the number one job of the mother is to make sure that she has kids by a man worth a damn. That's the number one job you have if you're a woman. You do not lay down and just have kids by somebody that ain't shit, and then you go around telling the world he ain't that, but you picked him. That's the
that's
worst thing
I
you can do.
Said.
Yes.
And so let me repeat. I'm slow and black,
well,
and I'm missing it.
All right.
Tell me, in your opinion, what is the attitude of most black women today?
I didn't say that. I said combative.
Combative meaning what?
I know like, you ain't trying to break nobody's word down when you be giving me general words.
I'm coming to you in a minute. Meaning that when you say combating, mean that they always fighting with you?
I think, like, in my opinion, there's a whole lot of I don't need you. I can do without you. Because once the government stepped in again, that made the man weak. And the one thing a woman does not respect is a weak man.
Yeah.
And the majority of these men, I'm from Atlanta. That's the home of the kept man.
Are you strong or weak?
It's according to what week it is if I'm strong.
So some week you're weak and some weeks you're strong?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a human frailty. It's a human frailty. Not all the time can we be strong. That's the purpose of being in a relationship. Because on this day, I'm not strong, and that's when that person was there to pick me up.
That's amazing. What is the attitude of most black women?
Oh, I can't speak for most black women. I would never try to do that.
What is the attitude of most black women?
I can't answer that.
How about the black women you know?
What's the attitude of them?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of them are lonely, you know, and would desire companionship, you know, on what terms. I don't know, because this, you know, some of them are kind of quirky and everybody's got their, but I think there's a lot of broken, sad, lonely, good women out there that just would really just move heaven and earth if a guy came along and just treated them with respect and honored them and exalted them for the queens that they are and accepted them for whatever faults they have and could see beyond the outside bullshit, and I think that there's so many women out there that could be great women for great men, but, you know, there's a lot of variables.
But a lot of
are you young enough? Are you light-skinned enough? Is your hair long enough? Is your booty big enough? Is your waist tight enough? Is your titties new? Is your teeth straight? Do you have bags? Do you strip? There's so many variables that get distract from what a really good woman is these days anyway.
But most men can't deal with most men can't deal with these women because they're so they want to be men or act like men and they have bad attitudes, so a lot of men are just not dealing with them.
Well, I told you a lot of that comes from being systematically being made to be alone for so many years. And then some, and I told you, you lose a little bit of your femininity when you have to hustle that hard and stuff like that. I'm from Oakland. I know about that. So then, even if a good guy comes, sometimes the women are so in their shit that they can't really appreciate a good guy. He's great. He make money. He good in bed, but his teeth ain't straight. He got a nice car. He got a good job. But I don't like his baby mom. You know, everybody going to come with some shit. You know, everybody.
Amazing.
And so you just got to see.
I think it's hard for us to have real relationships, though, as black people, because we don't know what it's like to have. Our idea of good is skewed now. As she said, skewed. It's skewed to the point of where good for me is she got a big butt. She got big breasts and her Instagram be popping. Like, that's good. And it's stupid because
it
as soon
is.
As you get with, and the same with the women. The women will walk past a good man because how did they ever see one? They didn't see one in the house. They didn't see their mama in a stable relationship. So their idea of good became what mama was doing. Yeah. Their idea of good became the men that she was bringing
the
in.
The woman that could be the queen for you might work at the grocery store and not even have an Instagram. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's like we cannot, we've got to. We you know, post whatever, do whatever. But when it comes to picking your mate,
yep.
there's still something to be said for that old 1-2 chemistry that you feel when you meet somebody. Not because they got 8 million motherfucking Instagram.
But we like, have to
do
be,
you want that dirty bitch any goddamn way?
But we have to be taught that. You have to understand. I was talking to a couple of girls and these women both had children. They both were under 25 and they didn't have a man and they were out prostituting. And they said to me, and it's live on, and they were saying, having kids after 25 is too old. They said they had their kids young, and they have no problem prostituting right now to take care of their kids. And I think one of the problems different than what you said is we give women today too much leeway. They can come with children. You don't care. Used to be a time where a woman who had kids when you got with her, especially she was 23, you didn't do that. Now
all the hoes are winning.
Thank you.
All the hoes are winning. And the good women are sitting by the wayside and go, what the fuck? I didn't have no kid. I maybe bought a house, maybe still renting. Looking to buy a house with my mate someday, maybe. I have a nice car. I don't ask somebody for shit. I like to have fun. I want to go on cruises. Got a little money. If my man didn't have a lot of money, then, you know, whatever. It's all good. Those women are being passed by because this bitch got fucking, you know, a great body. And what is that at the end of the fucking day? This hoe can't cook, ain't cooking. Don't clean, won't clean.
Not loyal.
Not loyal. Well, fuck your friend to do the same thing. These people on these reality shows, they're all screwing each other. It's like disgusting. Like, out of all the millions of people, you want to screw the bitch on this show and then this show. And this, I don't understand. And then you get infiltrated with that every day. And this is what a bad bitch is. The little fat bitch at the grocery store might be the best woman you could.
I want to get to politics, but my
See,
final
ain't
question.
Listen to us, neither one of them.
My final, because I'm looking at the clock here.
Shit, you was the one late.
My final question.
He was late, by the way, y'all.
No, I wasn't late.
He was late.
No.
Was
I was not late.
Calling
was
it
not
out.
Late.
Sorry.
Listen, let me tell you. Let me
15
ask,
minutes.
Come back. Let me ask you this.
Am I lying?
No, I was not late. I was right next door there. In the studio.
If you're on time, you're late.
No, I was on time.
If you're on time, you're late.
But let me ask you this. Do you agree with me that most black men and women are angry?
Oh, yeah, and I have a right to be.
And where did that anger come from?
It came from year after year after year of being told you ain't shit, year after year after year of dealing with prejudice in some way, at some point in the day, even if it's just somebody cutting you off and saying, fuck you. It comes from year after year after year of seeing your friends pass away, and families break up, and it just comes from year after year being taught about the atrocities that was put upon us, the rapes, the murders, the breaking up of the families, it comes from that. And we never healed from that. And we ain't healed from that. And now it's all opened up and they're putting salt all in it right now.
Who told them that they ain't nothing?
Them.
Yeah. Who told the blacks? Brother,
us.
But who told y'all that? No one told me
us.
That. Who told you that?
You're lying, first
no,
of all.
No, no one told me
no,
that.
No, you're lying.
Who told you
well,
that you're not nothing?
Well, let me tell you. Yeah. You want me to tell you? Go outside, Jesse Lee Peterson, get pulled over by the police. You can get beat down, too. You can get shot and killed, too. You can get murdered in the street. You can become a statistic, just like any other brother out here selling dope or anything. You.
So
if ain't nobody told you, let me tell you.
So the police told them that?
Huh?
Did the police tell them they ain't nothing?
Them who?
The blacks that are angry.
Society. I'll just put it like that, because I'm not getting in this with you. You play games.
Do you agree with me that most black men and women are angry?
Yes.
And where does that anger come from? Where did it start?
Well, once you say start.
Where did it come from?
Then I'm going to have to go where she was, and then I'll veer a little bit left. But it started when you have a group of people telling you constantly you're nothing. You can't discount what happened in America with black people. You literally can't discount.
So you're
that.
Saying that black anger started with white people telling them that they were nothing?
Well, because I don't know any white American, because you're talking about American blacks, aren't
you? When you say a group of people, who are you referring to?
Well, I'm asking, aren't you talking about American blacks?
Yes.
Well, then yes, that's where it was started.
White.
Wait,
just
who
say
started,
white.
Who,
the white
who
man.
Who told white?
The people who brought them here and enslaved them. That's
white.
Kind of the start.
That's white.
Yeah, that's not a good start. You can't bring people.
Let's go back to my question. You said it started with them telling blacks. Who told blacks?
I didn't say what they were telling them. I said I was treating them. You know how they look. My dog doesn't understand me at all. I guarantee you, Peter would come if I was taking my dog every day because they understand.
Let me start over again with you. So you agree with me that most black people are angry. Men and women are angry. Where did it start?
When you say where it started, that's what I'm going to say. In America, they were brought here as not even people. They were brought here as animals. So you cannot have that person that you treat as an animal.
And
so
Well,
I wasn't brought here.
We, as
I was
people,
born here.
Were brought here as animals.
Well, once you have that situation, though, then you can't look at those people and be like, well, you're uncivil. You weren't treating me like I was civil.
So who caused them to become angry? It started with whom? You're not saying who they are.
Well, I would assume that you were talking about the
Arabs. No, I just asked a question.
No, I'm saying. So the Arabs who brought them here mistreated them.
Who caused blacks to become angry?
The Arabs who brought them here mistreated them. The whites who bought them mistreated them. Literally, then they started making each other mistreat them. And that's where we are today. Because now it's a cycle to where there's nobody on the outside doing it to us. Now we're doing it to us.
And so that's what. So blacks became angry because of slavery?
No, I'm not saying it was specifically because of slavery. I'm saying you asked the question where it started.
You're saying that black men and women became angry because the way they were treated in slavery.
I think it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, and now we just treat ourselves that way.
Amazing.
Well, think about it. We wake up every day. Who is killing black people more than anybody else? Black people. Where'd they get it from, though? When you have a society that tells you you kill a black person, it's no big deal, then when you got angry people, they want to take that anger out on someone, and the easiest people for them to do it is each other. In Chicago, 8 out of 10 murders don't go solved. You think they let that go down in Beverly Hills? No.
I say that
black lives don't matter.
I say that
not black lives matter. They don't.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest people that don't matter to is to us. Because before we go to someone else,
I wouldn't say all that. Well, I wouldn't say. We definitely have a percentage of self hate, black on black crime.
We got a large percentage.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say majority, because you know. Are you talking about between, you know, what years? Because we can never do to us what's already been done to us.
I think we can. We're doing a pretty good job of that.
It's a problem. It's a problem for sure.
See, that's what I'm saying. We have to address that first. We have to address the home problem before we address someone else.
Like, well, it's all in conjunction.
Yeah.
I say that
black anger comes from black mothers.
But nobody asked you what you black.
You're the moderator, sir.
Black,
first of all,
black men and women, black boys and girls, men and women.
Today,
anger,
yes, I agree with
anger
that.
Start with their mothers. That's why they like their mothers. You notice how black men and women are angry, they're emotional, they have doubt. The black men are insecure, same as women are. I say that anger did not start with slavery, period, that it started with the mothers.
Are you married? You are, right?
No, not now.
Not no more.
I've never been.
Right?
I've been.
You were married once.
I've been engaged twice, but I ended them because they tried to take over.
Well, they were black women.
Uh huh.
Oh, wait, I can understand.
Yeah.
He's lying.
So you can understand why I didn't marry the black woman.
Well, see, I agree with you on that's no, what I'm saying. When are you lying. Talking about it? Because yeah. if you're talking about today, I've always said that these some boys that come out of single parent households, in my broadcast, I talk about how if you look at most of the people committing the crime, they come from single parent households. I call them the bastard sons of single mothers.
So you agree that that ain't. Where's your statistics?
All the statistics are easy to look up. Literally, if you look in jail, if you look at who does well in school.
Where's our fact checker?
You guys out there in YouTube land, look it up for her and put it in there. She, if you have never seen these stats, I'm shocked.
What do you put in? What's the top? What search for what?
Just Google Google anything that would bring up like jail statistics, people that go into jail. Google how many of them came
from one, you know, mostly from one single mother household, and that is. There is a percentage for sure, because they're looking for the daddy in the street, the gang, whatever like that. I get that.
So you agree
but
that
there's
that
some
anger.
Great, wonderful.
Oh no, we're not discounting that there's some good, ones.
Amazing people who have grown up with single mothers and like 8 kids, 6 kids, and they look at their mom and wonder how the hell she did it, and then they get a work ethic in them that they see their mom have and have a desire in them to make life better, and they go on to do great, wonderful things.
But Luna, that's like discounting slavery because of abolitionists. Mm-hmm. That's like discounting slavery because they were abolitionists. So say, well, there are some great white people because they got them out of slavery. If I did that in front of black folks, they would go off on me and say, well, you trying to take
black
up a white.
Black folks know there's good white folk, but there ain't a whole lot of you motherfuckers left.
So let me ask, so you believe that anger is coming from the mother?
Yes.
Yeah. And then why would you believe that it's from slavery if you know that it's coming from the mother?
There's a different time. That time right there, I don't believe that kind of anger that you see today comes from that. That type of anger today comes from a lot of abandonment. Not only the mothers are feeling abandoned and feeling like they've not been protected, but they don't know how to protect the children that they have. And they have them in the worst situations because they were had in a bad situation. It's just a big cycle now.
You
and it's degrading.
Why did you ask me were the women that I were engaged to black?
Well, I was just curious because if you said that you're engaged but you didn't get married, because I have an affinity for black women.
And you're straight,
and
right?
I dated,
you're straight?
Yes.
And I dated a black girl recently. And it was the strangest thing that ever happened. She broke up with me.
Ever? Strangest thing that ever happened?
Yes, I didn't believe. Yes, because she broke up with me to become a sugar baby.
Oh, okay.
And then tried to come back and sell it to me.
What's a sugar baby?
Girls who go around and sleep with old men for money.
Oh, I see.
I've never seen anything. And then when I said something to her about it, she said, I don't care who know what I'm doing. It's 2018. Everybody's selling pussy. That was the words out of this woman's mouth.
Amazing.
And she's a college graduate.
Well, she probably paid for it, selling that little pussy of hers.
No, at the beginning, we were just dating.
That's what sugar babies do.
No, at the beginning, we were just dating.
Let me do this.
No, I'm saying,
okay, we don't
the
want...
sugar babies, a lot of times...
Oh, she paid for college, yes. Mm-hmm.
So let me say this. I was surprised at the way women speak nowadays. I interviewed New York. That's her name?
Her name is Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah. And the first word, and I told her this, the first words out of her mouth was shocking to me. And we have the episode coming up. I asked, why did Flavor not choose you as his wife? Or
you
whatever.
Gotta call that man Flavor Flav. Get some soul in
whatever
your voice.
It is.
You can't keep saying Flavor Flavor. Like up here, you ain't Brian Gumbel.
I never watched the show. I flipped through it. I've seen it.
That's
there.
Public Enemy. Fight the Power.
Oh, okay. I said, why did he choose you as the wife? And she's like, Jesse, I was surprised too. And I said, well, I asked why, because I gave him the best head job that any of those women did. And I was shocked to hear, I'm shocked to hear you speak that way. And the same thing with that other woman with the slut walk.
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose. I'm surprised that women speak that way.
Why today. Would you be surprised, though, when you see it every day? That's one of the most disturbing
things.
See,
this things. Is why like I know women. Jesse's on that bullshit, because I'm like, why would you interview New York anyway unless because you already knew what kind? You already know.
Oh, I did not know her.
You do research on your guest.
Listen,
if you don't, you're lying.
Linnell, my producer knew her. I didn't know the woman. So my first time.
So she set you up.
You was hoodwinked, bamboozled.
No, no, no. She did give me a video on it, so I did. I did the work before the show, but I never heard as well.
But why was she surprised with the way the women are talking today? Because they all talk like that.
Not all.
A great percentage of them.
Do you hang around with women that speak that way?
I don't have to hang around with them. I see them online. You just see what they put up online.
Online.
You can see how they speak to each other in company. Like you, I've been in places where it was just.
Would you date a woman like that?
No, I don't like to hear women speak like that. It's irritating because that woman will make you beat her up or beat up a wall.
Well, in defense of my language, which I wanted to address your audience about, I have a college degree in English from Cal State Hayward, which was called Cal State Hayward back then. It's something else now. I write material for myself and other people in the comedy genre, and I'm known for doing blue comedy. I don't cuss like this for shock value. I talk like this because I have four brothers. I came from a long line of cusses in my household.
You grew up in Oakland.
And I grew up in Oakland, California. It's just like speaking Spanish to me. You know, it's just like another language. But and I have good enough sense. I'm trying to say that if I were on CBS or ABC, which this is not, then I would not speak the way that I do. But on YouTube and on Jesse's show, I feel free to be myself. I apologize if I offended anybody out there. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck at the same time.
And so you respect CBS more than you respect me?
Hell yeah.
Amazing. Isn't that so black?
That's amazing.
Isn't that so black?
That's amazing.
Isn't that so black?
I respect you, Jesse.
Isn't that how black people do it?
Actually, ABC, because they have the black president.
Isn't that how black people do it?
But isn't that what I just said? Well, didn't I say that earlier? I said what will happen is when you watch someone, like I one of the saddest displays of femininity is this dude named Iman Shumpert. His wife, they were on The Breakfast Club. And all she was doing was embarrassing the hell out of this man. She's an attractive woman, Tiana Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And this is this man's wife. And I immediately went onto my show and told him, this is what black men have to deal with. There's no way if she was dating a white man, would she be on this show cussing every 4 seconds.
But I guarantee that mouth when he married her.
Oh, yes.
He married her knowing her mouth was like that. So that meant, you know what I mean?
Why would black men put up with that? I would never put up with that.
It comes from if they heard it in the household, that was what a strong woman is called. That's what a strong woman does. That's how a strong woman acts. And if you've been telling me this since I was a kid, why would I remember in the 80s when I was growing up, what did they say when you say something to a black woman about either attitude or something? Well, get you a white bitch then. So you would tell me that you're not doing this for me. So that means I'm not worth it. But we treat each other like we're not worth it. We are nicer. We go to the interview. I've watched people interview with me. When they come to talk to me, they're very casual, like they're talking to me on the street. What's up, my nigga? You know, and I'm like, dude, this is an interview. But you wouldn't speak to a white guy like that. So why are you speaking that way to me? And we need to start having more respect.
But see, you know what?
Like Linnell would do. Isn't that amazing? I'm glad you admitted that.
If you were not raised, listen. I was raised in a white community, as you say you were. I was educated in all white schools from the time I got out of third grade till the time I graduated college. Was like, you know, the eighth of maybe 12 black kids that graduated from my high school and about the same in my college. If you are not exposed to white people, and you learn how to get the vernacular and how to tone down, and you know they're nervous and they're very jittery and high-strung. And if you don't learn how to speak in a manner that is something they can understand and not be threatened by, then you don't fucking learn it. If you grow up in Watts, you don't know how to go to Beverly Hills and switch the switch that you have to switch when you go across the 10 freeway.
Yeah, but why do you respect them? Like, I remember my grandmother and mother, and I don't know if you guys' parents did this. Whenever the bill collector or somebody would call, hello, and then when it was you, nigga, why are you doing good? And it was like just a complete switch. And
okay,
we shouldn't we shouldn't speak to each other with such like malice in our voices. And we do. We don't seem to respect each other. If you're trying to sell your black product to black people, they want a discount. Yeah. They don't ask somebody else for that.
You know how many people ask me for free tickets?
See,
I'm like, I don't even fucking know you. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And I know that my grandmother was a strong black woman, didn't cuss. My mother was a strong black woman, didn't cuss. But I take after my father. And my father had a horrible mouth. And that's where I got it in the home, not even in the street, you know? And I think that also television,
yes,
perpetrating the superstardom of badly behaved bitches is what's making people accept it, think it's
mimic
cool,
it.
Let me do this because of time. And we have some questions and comments for you.
Okay.
From our YouTube.
This is from Cliff Edward, and he asks, why are most blacks still on the Democratic plantation and not smart enough to see what's going on?
You're looking at me?
Yes.
Probably because they're poor. Because when you're poor, you can't just jump over like that. You don't see the advantages. It doesn't pertain to you. That's my only
answer. You want to add to that?
They haven't been explained the differences, truly. The ones who aren't.
We haven't been explained.
Well, he's talking about the ones who are still on the Democratic plantation. I'm not on it. I've been explained.
No, I get it, but, okay, but.
So I can't put myself in there.
You have to speak in that terminology, or you're excluding yourself from the black part.
Well, I have to exclude myself from the uneducated group.
Because you're excluded.
Because the uneducated, if you're saying, why are blacks this way? But if I'm not that way, why would I say we? That's like if he asked you a question.
Because I am my brother's keeper, baby.
All right, this ain't cash money. That ain't G money. But listen, if you look at the reason why, if you've never been explained why something is a better option or even a real option, I think blacks, we need to treat politics like if you're dating.
Yeah.
You get a better date if you let people know, hey, I got a lot of people offering me that. What else can you offer? Or when I was a contractor, and when every job I got, I let them know, hey, I had other people offer me stuff, and I got my best deal. Blacks are having a hard time getting a really good deal right now out of politics because we vote in huge numbers for one side. So they don't have to work to get your vote. That's why they work to get the gay vote. They work to get the Hispanic vote. But they don't work to get our
right.
vote
because
they assume they're going to get in. We need to stop
another one, Kelly. Go ahead.
Mike Tactical asks, question, how can we make positive change in the black communities immediately? Be specific.
Hey, now.
What's the
go ahead.
How can we make changes?
How can we make positive change and changes in the black community immediately and be specific?
How can we who? Are you white? Are you?
Yeah, I won't pass. Yeah, because I'm trying to. When they said you asked the general question and said be specific, she's right. What did you mean?
You be specific. Right back. You black or white?
The way that we can change it is we got to change the morality of black people. We got to get black people to realize it's wrong to be so immoral and going along with what's wrong. Then we have to rebuild families.
Agreed.
Because the women and children need fathers.
Well, how do you plan on doing that?
But you can't do that today. Yeah, you can't do that instantly. So
right.
His question.
But we tell them the truth about what's wrong, and I've seen it happen over the last 28 years. We tell them the truth about what's wrong with them, and some of those people, as individuals, will examine that themselves and see that yes, I'm wrong, and they'll start to change. And then they can influence the people around them. It's going to have to be one person at a time.
I agree. Yeah. Give people better options. Explain better options to people.
Yes. Yes, Kelly.
This is on the subject of Amber Rose and the slut walk you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Meme Therapy asks, does Lunel consider herself a slut?
No, but I'm a former one.
Reformed.
Yes. I did grow up in the 70s, and it was a pretty slutty time.
Are you a feminist?
I think in some respects, you know.
Like what?
Like equal pay for equal play. You know, I think that some of the wage scales should be more balanced. I feel that, you know, don't want to see any women battered or anything like that. And feminist for that and just for... growing a backbone, you know?
What's your impression of feminist?
I'm not a big fan of feminists, but I mean...
They're evil.
I would
how are you going to ask him a question and answer the goddamn question?
Because he won't answer the question.
I did! I was trying to, because see, here's my thing. I don't like the fact that...
Did you wince a little bit? You thought I was really going
to smack
you.
My eyes winced. Because I know black women.
Well, there you go.
And... And believe me, you don't want to slap me.
I would never do it on YouTube, baby.
You would never do it, period.
I have wanted to. It's a letter of the law.
You may want to.
I keep my hands to myself.
That's right.
Because that's how I believe in, like, femininity. I believe, yes, in equal rights. But as long as women want equal rights, they need to understand if they mess with me, they might get equal less.
Let's get one more.
What the fuck that mean?
Let's get one more.
What are you talking about?
You get equal rights. You get equal
laughs. What the hell are you talking about?
Look, you can't. If,
woman
I believe
beater.
Yes.
Hashtag.
I'm not a woman beater. I'm a human beater. Y'all want equal rights. So I'm going to give you the same business.
Let me tell you what type of beater I am. I wish a motherfucker would. You have the highest rated show you ever had in your fucking life.
But a man
We're
should.
We're not no studio
but
next
if
week.
A woman hit a man, shouldn't he protect himself by hitting her back?
Yes.
He should protect himself.
Right.
Sure.
No, he should slap the fire out of her.
I will full Nelson a woman in a minute. I will DDT one. Bam!
When they played this at the police station, no, I had nothing to do with any of
that. She didn't curse it.
That'd be the new Me Too movement. A bunch of dudes are saying they do it too.
Hold on, guys. Go ahead, kid. Go ahead.
The Iceman 2006 says, Tommy, I've been dying for a fatherless America to drop. We need it more than ever now. Do you have an updated release date?
Yeah, it should be next month. I don't know exactly because I'm tired of giving y'all dates and it don't come out. So when it come out, when it come out.
Now that's black.
That's right. It might not ever come out. I know what. I took the money and ran.
I read that. I saw that.
I paid my child support. That's what I did with it.
Wow.
Give me a yes. Let me see what I want. Yes or no. According to the Washington Examiner, black women who were born in America, 77% of the children are born out of wedlock. Is it wrong to have children out of wedlock?
Yes.
What do you say?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. I got to ask you this about the Great White Hope. Let's get into a little politics. We're running out of time. The Great White Hope has been in the White House for a year and over half now. And do you agree with me that he's done an excellent job in making America great again?
America's not great, baby.
Is that an agreement or disagreement about the Great White Hope?
But America's not great.
And why not?
Because it's really in a shambles right now.
In what way?
The most obvious way is financially and racially. So, but no, I don't agree with you.
Do you agree with me that the president, the Great White Hope, is doing an excellent job of making America great again?
I think that in the last year and a half, things have been better than they were 8 years ago. And if we won't recognize them as a black man, I will, because we were unemployed at 22% clip under Barack Obama. And that has gone down. Now, some of it's because the people who are on unemployment, the numbers don't. Yeah. But I've seen more black men now be proud of the fact that they're working, whether it's in these Ubers or the DoorDashes or these jobs that allow people to run their own companies. I think that's probably, what's it called, a gig economy? I think that's one of the best things, because like you and I, we're like, we work and we get to dictate our hours and our money, and it's one of the most freeing things, and now more Americans are being able to do that.
I was doing that before he got in.
No, yes, but I'm saying, but a lot of people couldn't do what we were doing. Now a lot of people are able to monetize almost everything that they do, which is a great thing.
What you want me to say?
I ain't said nothing wrong. Why you look?
You should say amen to that.
Don't tell me when to pray and when not to pray. Next question.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe racism exists?
Yeah.
You have proof of it?
Yeah.
What's your proof?
Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon was a thug. That's not proof.
Trayvon was a 16-year-old boy coming from the store.
No, Trayvon was a 16-year-old thug.
Zimmerman was a wannabe cop who called the police station because he was a volunteer neighborhood watch and called, complaining about every fucking butterfly flying through the complex.
Amazing.
And he was a trigger-happy motherfucker. And how come there's no witness?
Where's your other proof? Because that's not working.
I ain't got to convince you of shit. I asked you a question. You asked me, do I believe in racism? What? Yeah,
right.
I do.
And you have, give me one more example.
I ain't got to give you shit.
No, give me one more example.
No, I'm not going to play that game.
Give me one more
because
example.
Because there's millions of motherfucking examples.
Give me one more.
That racism exists?
Yes.
The murder and assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. The murder and assassination of Medgar Evers. The several million hangings that have gone on throughout history and continue today on college campuses.
That's amazing.
I'm going to stop right there.
So John F. Kennedy was murdered too, assassinated. Right. Was that racism?
No.
And why not?
That was gangsterism.
Amazing. You believe racism exists?
Yes, of course it
does. You have proof of it?
I have my own personal proof as I was driving in here today.
Mm-mm, not
driving
today.
Driving a nice little two-seater Jaguar, looking good in it, rolling down the street. Some white guy, I guess he was mad. I don't know why. He just kept blowing his horn. He was, of course, driving a Hyundai. He followed me for blocks, blowing his horn at me. I don't know what I did to him. So I didn't understand. First, I didn't know he was even blowing at me. He gets beside me. He hits me with one of these for two more blocks, yelling fucking nigger out of his window. Now, why would he do that?
That's your proof of racism?
Well, that's just a small proof, a personal proof. I thought that my personal proof would trump me just trying to bring
but
up.
But why do you think it was because, I mean...
Why would he call me that,
you
sir?
Because when people are angry, black people do that to black people when they're angry.
And sometimes you call me that.
You call that all the time on your
YouTube. I say it with an A.
But so do you? But you don't have any proof that that was just road rage. The man was just angry. Do you have any proof?
Couldn't be of, road rage because we're not doing anything.
I have proof of racism, and it's called liberals. Liberals will treat black people like they're little puppies, and they said like they can't think, like they give them Ebonics instead of telling them no. Everybody should be able to speak the language the way they. So if that's not racism, I don't know what it is.
Didn't nobody liberals give us around. Ebonics. We
no,
Ebonics.
I'm saying they called just it like that. That's what the white professor gave that name to.
But there are black people in power who are doing that to blacks too. They're doing the same thing. Is that racism?
Yes, you can have racism against yourself. You can have the exact same thing when you believe that something's more superior than you. That's all it is. And when you enact it, that's all racism is.
But people tend to use other people for personal gain. And so these blacks who are allowing themselves to be used, they are being used because they won't take control of their own lives. And they're allowing themselves to be used by Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, white liberals, the Democratic Party. I don't see the racism in that.
Well, it's when you understand this group is allowing you to be used, or themselves to be used, because they don't understand and they don't know any better, and you purposefully don't educate them. That's a problem. You have
that's
an America
racism,
that's purposely...
Though.
It's doing it to a race.
But the blacks are doing it to a race. They're doing it to their own race. They make sure that...
I just told you that. That's it too.
They are not educated. They make sure they go to the public schools, so they're not educated.
It's not that they make sure.
No,
they don't
sure.
understand
let
the
me
difference.
Ask, let me ask. Can I interrupt? Just on a lighter note for a moment. Let's just play this wish game. If you could wake up tomorrow and you could be a white man, would you?
No, I love being me.
And what are you?
I'd like to do it for 24
but
hours.
But what are you?
Why?
No, but what are you?
I'm Jesse Peterson.
See, he wants to say I'm a black man.
I am an American who happened to be black. My skin color doesn't matter to me.
No, I didn't ask what mattered, because when they pull you
But turning white is not going to make my life any better.
I just wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
I just
why
like
would
to do
you
it
like to be
hours?
White for 24 hours?
Because, see, that guy was able to elicit something when he said something to me.
What did he get?
You know, in me, it kind of made me mad. Like, I wanted to do something, but I had to calm myself down. So, there's no word I can say to people that just really gets them that mad. And I just want to see what it's like. And so, for 24 hours, I would just walk around the streets if I was white. And I'd just walk up to people like the bus stop and be like, excuse me, nigger, can you tell me how to get the watts? Just to see how it feels to see how a word that I say to someone can make them that mad. Because if I say it to a black person now, he'll just tell me the directions.
But if you didn't have anger, they couldn't make you mad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would just like to, I don't understand.
But if you were white and then someone said that to you, you would get mad if you have anger.
Oh, no.
Yes, you would. If you had anger and
what
you were white man.
What words do we have to say to them that upset them?
If you a white
they
man.
They don't like white privilege. Oh, they hate that.
If you a white man and you're riding down the road and some black man ride by, give you the finger and call you a cracker or a redneck, and if you had anger, you would react to that.
To an extent, yes, because
so
like, if he had done that to me on a day, But we don't have a word that we can really say to people to piss them off. But we really don't.
Yes, you can. You do. White people get mad too.
But not for the same thing.
Not for
thing.
The same. Yeah.
The word "nigga" has such bad connotations attached. Yes.
No,
it
only
you can
to,
say that to a person that ain't even angry, person. And they gonna get angry that you said that to them.
The word,
because of the context.
That word has effect only to weak people. That word doesn't move me. I've been called
no,
every name in the book.
No, I can agree with that
book,
too.
And it doesn't move me at all.
Well, look, the Florida situation when that guy got shot. I kept trying to tell people. His first reaction was as a woman, not a man. You do not go out and push anybody down. You didn't even ask what was going on. You don't do that to somebody.
Yeah.
But because of how he was raised and what he thought, emotion mattered more to him than logic. And if you're a man, you need to think logically
but
first.
Do you agree with me that men who have anger, a woman, the anger of a man is that of a woman, and that it's unnatural for men to be angry?
You out your goddamn mind.
Oh, shit. I can't believe you say that with all the wars that men fight.
Your motherfucking mind. I'm not even, that's another one. I'm not even answering no shit like that.
Why not? You can't say that.
Because I have the you right to either, remain silent.
But you can either agree or disagree.
And I have the right to not say shit, too.
Do you agree with me that the anger of a man is that of a woman, that it's abnormal for men to be angry?
No, because it's, men are supposed to be angry. It's just a real man at a certain point would be able to concentrate his anger. Because all the
men
wars we're fighting, you're not fighting.
Angry.
Yeah, you're not fighting a war because you're happy.
You
they don't
think
do that.
That you can fight a war without anger?
No.
Why
how
not?
It's the same reason of a fight, a boxer. You can't get him in that ring and have him all happy. They won't even let that man have sex for like 6 months because they want him upset.
No, that's not why they don't let him have sex.
You give me some sex before a fight, I'm going to be out there giggling.
No, but it weakened him. But let me tell you this. If you didn't have anger, you could beat the person that has the anger. Because the
no, that's true. That's why I said.
The angry person is unconscious. Whereas a person without anger is conscious. So let's say you're married, your wife is an angry person, and you're angry, and she's out of control. How will you help her overcome her anger if you're angry?
You see what the words you use. I said concentrated anger is good.
No,
out of control,
no anger is good.
That's one
anger
of the reasons
evil.
Why Mike Tyson was great, because Customato taught him how to concentrate his anger. He really did. He said, focus your anger. Bruce Lee talked about the same thing. Focus your anger.
Anger is evil. You can't... Anger.
You're telling one of the greatest martial artists of ever.
Well, I don't know what he had to say, so
he
I can't comment on him.
He was busy watching the Partridge Family and shit like that, and he didn't see none
so
of
my,
the
I have
you're
one final
taking
question.
The anger from men? You're saying men should not
I'm
have
I'm not
this.
Taking it from them, but when they go and forgive their parents, because they got it from there, when they go and forgive their parents, then God will forgive them, and he will take it away. And give them back themselves. And then they can function in life without being controlled by situations. They overcome them.
If we are like our Father who is in heaven, who is God, one of the things that describe God was what? Anger.
But,
I am an angry
but not
God.
The kind of anger
He's a
that
jealous
you,
God. He's a,
he has anger. He has discernment which lacks anger.
That's all I...
But an angry person is not a child of God anyway.
Where my what? Purse? Your wife might be going through my damn purse right now. And they like to do identity
your husband has
stuff.
It. Is that your husband?
Yes.
He has it. My final question.
Thank you, brother.
You mentioned Black Lives Matter earlier. And Black Lives Matter is a far-left, liberal, radical, agitated, evil organization that was built with black lesbians. Don't you like that word? Lesbians.
Yeah. You said it like it's a vehicle. I'm going to give me one of them.
And black homosexuals.
You're 2018 lesbian.
Black homosexuals and radical social white social justice warrior. And they're worse than the KKK. They were chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? Peas in the blanket. Fry them like bacon. And Barack Obama. And right after that, blacks went out and started killing cops. Should Barack Obama have invited them to the White House or had them arrested?
He should have done exactly what he did.
And what do you say?
Well, if they didn't kill someone that you brought those people, you can't arrest them.
Well, they were encouraging them by chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. And right after that, blacks went out and started killing cops.
Well, I would love
and
it.
NWA
but they were inciting.
Do you agree with me
that the Black Lives Matter were inciting that toward the cop by chanting that.
They ain't never hung
and then
nobody.
Being invited
you
to the White House.
Well, if you're going to say, they ain't never hung nobody.
Do you agree
who
with pay, that?
Who pays all the people in
No, I'm asking you. I need to get, because of time. Do you agree with, do you say that the president should have invited them to the White House?
They should arrest the head, the guy who's paying for him. What's his name?
No, should the president have invited them to the White House?
Yeah, if you want to have a discussion with them, even dissenting voices, you must have a discussion with them to find out where their dissent is coming from and how you may be able to change their mind.
And you think that's what Obama was doing?
Oh, I don't know. You asked me about inviting them. You didn't say about the context
Barack
of the discussion.
Obama invited the head of the heads of the Black Lives Matter to the White House to have a discussion.
He should have invited the man who paid him when
like
he could have arrested him. He's paying.
Fire, and just like
why won't you blame the Jewish guy who's paying them to do this? Because if there was no money in it, you think they'd still be doing it?
What do you mean the Jewish guy who paid them?
Why is his
George
name
Soros?
Slipping my mind? Soros.
I do blame him.
That's
also,
what I'm saying, but he needs to be arrested. He's paying
him. My question wasn't that. My question was, should Obama have invited them to the White House?
And when I answered it, you went to something else.
See?
No, I didn't move
he
to
been
anything.
Doing you like that all night.
I answered it. I said they should be able to bring that. You said, why? I said, well, if there's a dissenting voice, allow them to speak and find out where they came from. And then you started in something else. I was like, so if you believe they need to be arrested, then arrest George Soros.
Are they evil? Black Lives Matter.
George Soros is.
How about Black Lives Matter?
George Soros is he is. He's the fight. If my kids come up horrible, you got to say who did it. If they're out there throwing things around at 10 years old, you would look at me as a parent if I'm the only one there. And George Soros is paying these people to be idiots.
Is the organization Black Lives Matter an evil organization?
I believe it's a dumb organization.
How about evil?
I don't like the word evil. I like dumb.
Oh, okay. Do we have time for one more for them? Okay, go ahead.
There have been a sprinkling of questions for Tommy, accusing him of not being himself. The Madonna says Tommy's not being himself. Freddie P. says, who is this imposter?
You're really not being yourself. Are you afraid of her?
No. What is myself?
They wanted...
Y'all haven't asked me. Yeah, they wanted me and her to be a good fighter.
No,
we agree on a lot of terms.
Respond to the audience.
I don't understand. Like, I mean, when you say being myself, if you've ever listened to my show, you know that I'm on this side at times and I'm on this side at times. But I try to do is listen to what's right and what makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm a logical person.
Are you wishy-washy?
If you want to call it that, because I'm not George Bush that's going to sit up there and say, even though what I did was wrong, is right. If we have a problem with black women for being stubborn like that, why would you want me to come up here and just be stubborn like that?
No, I just want you to be you.
They want being me. Like, when we were disagreeing.
He's wishy-washy. White people don't know what that is. Can you tell them?
No, I can't.
Do you know what it is?
I absolutely do.
And you won't tell the whites?
I'm not telling them shit. You tell them.
I want to know
tell
what
them wishy-washy is.
They're trying to say that I'm waffling.
Yes.
But I want to know on what?
Everything.
You tell me. Tell me what
everything.
I'm waffling. Nope, be specific.
You act like you're afraid of Linnell, to be honest.
I'm not afraid of anybody.
No.
We just had, even when we were there, I kept saying we got a lot in common.
You went soft with Linnell.
Explain what you would expect me not to say.
Ever.
That's all I'm asking. Just one of them.
That don't never happen.
I just would like an explanation. You can't just throw things out at me. That's like me.
Watch the video. You see it.
No.
Yeah, you see it.
Everything I've said in here, I've said it on my show.
One last.
Well, you were
just confused.
You were asking for something specific. Somebody said that you're going easy on black women.
No, you asked me where the anger. I did not say the black women. I said they're combative. I said that
you
the
said
children,
the anger came from slavery.
No,
nope.
I said if you were talking
that.
About today, you're asking a general question.
No. I asked you, where did anger come from?
And I said, some.
And you said it came from slavery.
And I said, but today.
I expect Linnell to say that.
Today, I said, no, but I said, but if you're talking about the people today, I said, it's these single mothers. And then I went into what I say in my videos, which is, you can look at where this starts. And then I said, I call them the bastard sons of single moms.
No,
you're acting like I didn't say any of that.
Can I interject, please?
Yeah.
This is, see, first of all, they don't know. We bonded from the moment we met you.
Exactly.
The two of you did?
Yes. You paid me.
So you bonded with her before the show started?
Yes.
Amazing. Well, then your answer.
You have a spirit, and the spirit sometimes reaches.
He paid me ultimate compliment and respect, and I received that.
And so what was the compliment? What was the compliment
he made? That you appreciate my comedy, been a long time, fam. Mm-hmm.
And so he bonded with you?
That bonded me.
Y'all want us to fight. Why?
Listen.
It has to be something for me to fight. Like,
they want a reality show.
Beta male.
They want something.
How? Because if somebody said, I will agree with anybody.
Beta.
And we can agree
to disagree.
And we can agree on things.
Mm-hmm.
One final
last. Sorry, you didn't get it, you bastard. Somebody said a good fight.
One last one from the YouTube live. And then we got it close. That's it. So I got to ask, you have anything that you want to promote, any event coming up or anything going on? Books or anything?
On my website, heylunell.com, HeyLunell.com, you can look forward to my new CD, I Only Drink at Work. It'll be coming out, and you can order it on my website and see a little bit more about me if you don't know who I am, with clips and things like that and podcasts and all that kind of fun stuff. Just visit my website, and has my tour schedule and everything.
How about you?
Same thing. Go to my website at Sotomayor ENT or TommySotomayor.com. Go pick up some shirts. Subscribe to the website. Check out the podcast and all kind of stuff in there. You can see if I'm being wishy-washy, and you can listen to my discussions. Last night, I was talking about the protection
you
of black
women. You have bonded with this woman just about walking in the
room. I bonded with you, Jesse. But why do you think I come all the way out here?
Black woman, but, honey.
You asked me to come, and I show up.
She
took you away. But let me tell you this. I got to ask. I really appreciate both of you coming. Really, I do. And I know you came all the way. You drove in this morning.
Yeah,
did you have fun?
Huh?
Did you have fun?
Yes, I always have fun with you. That's why anytime you call me, I come. I'm surprised we don't go and get some drinks and pick up some women, some white women. We
our boys.
Where are the white women?
our boys.
My dog.
When are you going to have me on your show?
I've been trying to get you on the show,
Jesse. You pretended that you're going to you asked for a copy of my book. Give me a copy of your book, Jesse. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to have you on the show. That was a year ago.
Jesse, I keep calling
you, know,
you trying to get you
read.
On the show. You won't go on my show. You go on Tyree's show. You don't like me.
You keep calling for me to come on your show?
Yes, you don't like me. The only way I can get in contact with you is to send an email. And
who
I sent an email.
I
think it was Kelly. I asked was whoever emailed me. I said I would like to have him on my show.
Hold on. We should I got to ask
you. I want you on the show. I want you to come on the show like tomorrow then. How about that?
I would love to come on. I'll check with my
You won't give me your number. Y'all, Jesse won't give me his number.
But I want to come on.
See?
You said you were bringing me on.
Yes.
I'll find out who you contacted. I'll get on
there. See, I got to go through too many channels. If you,
well, I have a schedule.
I should be able to go straight to you. You treat me
no,
like.
No, I have a schedule because I get so many invitations. I don't want to book over something else.
So go to Hollywood.
No. So let me ask. I appreciate you coming, Lunel. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was cool.
I really appreciate you coming.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm sorry he bonded with you and went along with you.
I'm sorry for you.
Oh, okay.
Because we cool.
You got to have something where, if it was that way, it had to be something put together where you disagreed.
If I came on here, neck rolling and...
Where you were, look at you.
Snapping and all that, you might have something to say. Thank
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in, folks. I absolutely appreciate it. Let me hear from you.
Are you getting a cut of this shit?
And on the...
Fuck.
On the
this is a commercial you run.
No,
this?
We have coffee cups and mugs and t-shirts and all that.
Amber promote her own shit.
But people have been asking about the Slut Makers t-shirt.
I
they
got
are
t-shirts
there.
At heylunell.com.
And here the Slut Maker.
Crystals on it.
So men and women are buying these things like not going nor.
Now if a man buys a Slut Maker t-shirt, you are indeed a bitch. I'm sorry.
So, here the Slut Maker. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet. Comment,
at
subscribe
Lunel on Instagram and Twitter.
And support Patreon.com.
L-U-E-N-E-L. How much you make on your Patreon?
Thank you for coming, Lunel. Thank you, man. Goodbye. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it so much.
Sorry.
Y'all had a little birth to twice.
They wanted that bullshit.
Right.
Jesse, you full of shit. I'm not doing that. I'm grown. I don't. Fucking fight on.
That was fun.
Line and stuff like that.
Yeah.